Since biblical times, a ritual has been reenacted in the hills and valleys of the world that puts clothing on the backs of billions of people. Every spring, sheep have given up their wool coats so that we'll have coats for the next winter. In these days of international trade, most wool is harvested by shearers from New Zealand who comb the globe to practice their ancient trade. They even work the great wide open of the American West.
We're here now. For a day or two, anyway, and we're heading for...
Wendover. No, you're not.
Yes, we are.
Not till you're done.
No, your sheep are ugly.
No.
Deloitte Satterthwaite of Ellison Ranches greets shearing crew boss Charlie Ciacia on a dry, dusty pasture somewhere out of Valmy, Nevada. Charlie's a third-generation shearer, and his son recently joined the business. Their family reveals a rugged mix of Italian, English, and Maori. Charlie's crew are 100% New Zealand globetrotter.
We share in Australia, New Zealand, here in the US. We share in Wales, England. We've had guys with us that go down to the Falkland Islands and that way down below South America. And you can share in Italy if you want to and just do a big circle around the world, following the money, following the seasons.
Just give it a heave ho.
Okay, go, keep it.
Generators, balers, sorting bins, all are manhandled into place for tomorrow's factory for a day.
It's out.
The women set up a domestic camp, clothes fluttering on makeshift clotheslines, while kids claim a spot for a playground. By morning, they need to be ready to harvest the wool from almost 10,000 sheep. Dawn arrives blurry as the camp awakens to the aroma of coffee and dust hanging overhead. Everybody's rocking to the beat from speakers strung in a line down an assemblage of three plywood trailers, racing striped with sheep dung. Off to the side, one man sharpens blades. Most of the sheep herders are Peruvians, here on three-year work contracts. They've driven their bands, a couple thousand sheep each, in from the winter range to a nearby corral. The heavy-coated ewes have an unsuspecting look on their faces. Like athletes, 17 burly shearers take their places. They grab hold of shears dangling from the ceiling, the foreman gives a signal, and they're off. Sheep are prodded up the ramp in single file. Each shearer grabs one and pulls it into his compartment, and in no time, a 170-pound ewe is fleeced and another takes its place. It's almost like watching a dance, ranch manager Deloitte Satterthwaite.
To watch people shear sheep is like watching a bonfire. You can watch these guys shear sheep, and they do the same thing every 2.5 minutes, but you just sit there all day and you can watch them.
Sheep shearing is one of the great sporting events down under, and there's a prevailing sense of good-natured competition amongst the men. But beyond the fun, they work fast because each shearer is paid by the fleece.
$1.50 each. The only way to count them, by the money.
And the money can be good when you clip up to 200 each day. But for ranchers, like Satterthwaite, wool is a losing proposition.
It's a disaster. There's no market for wool. I'm going to lose money shearing these sheep. I lost money last year.
Luckily for sheep ranchers, demand for lamb meat has kept prices pretty good. Fortunately for shearers, sheep get sick if they don't get their annual haircut. By midday, hundreds of bewildered skinhead sheep mingle on one side of the trailers, while enormous piles of wool heap even higher on the other side. Kay Atchison sorts and grades wool. She and her husband started shearing in the U.S. 30 years ago while on their honeymoon.
Our son was born here in America, yeah. He's an American citizen. He traveled all over, and then we went back to New Zealand, had our daughter. She was over here at 9 months old.
You feel pretty at home in America.
Oh, yeah, we have wonderful, wonderful friends. We've worked for this guy for 30 years. So we've all grown up with their kids, and yeah, it's just like a second home.
So would you trade your life on the road for anything?
No. I've lived a good life, a happy life, and I enjoy what I do.
Yeah.
We had some wonderful times. Our first years over here were absolutely brilliant.
Wild?
These guys don't even know how to party.
Oh, mate, you're true.
But they're catching on. At the end of the day, shearers fill a lonely bar a dozen miles up the interstate, where they downdraft beer as fast as the bartender can draw it.
Down by the shearing shed, the old shearer stands, holding his shears in his thin, bony hands.
Beer quenches the thirst of these dusty and exhausted workers. It's an honest living, an ancient partnership between man and animal. And though it seems so vital here in this bar tonight, the whole industry hangs by a thread.
The ringer looks around and he's beaten by a blow.
Hey, it's your
share. He curses the old snagger with the big belly joke.